'Tis only God. 'Tis only God. How often we searched the heavens, we searched our mind, we searched everywhere to find the answers to life, to find the answers to why we're here, what life's all about. And we go around searching this, looking for this. We're looking for answers outside of us. And we'll never find it, because the answer is inside of us. It's only God. There's only God throughout the universe. There's only God everywhere. And you are all of God right now, and I am all of God right now. And as all of God right now, we are everything. We are the allness. We are the isness. We are the fantastic qualities that make all things that which they are. I am God, you are God, all is God. How wonderful it is to be God. How wonderful it is to be full and perfect now. How wonderful it is to know that all is God. Ellen and I were discussing last night, as we were watching Deepak Chopra and his sort of life story, that people are always searching outside themselves for things. They're always looking outside themselves for life, and they're looking for the answer to everything outside of themselves. And they're never finding it. And they go to this guru and that guru, and they go to this place. But here at the University of Healing, we teach one simple philosophy, and that is, be yourself and have fun. Because the self that you are is noble and good and beautiful and fantastic and can only be good and be yourself and have fun. And the fun you have is a glorious fun, a wonderful fun. But the thing that we emphasize here more than any other place on earth, even though it may be said, it's not emphasized, and though it may be said, it's not pointed out that this is the ultimate. And the ultimate is to live and be yourself and have fun in the now. Right now. This moment. Not something that comes in the future, not something that comes later, because God is all that God is right now. God is a totality of all. Right now. God is the reality of all. Right now. There's nothing else but God right now. Nothing else. And since there's nothing else but God right now, then that's all we have to work with. That's all we have to live with. That's all we have to express in our lives. And we express it now. Now, to say that I'm God is a confusing statement, because who knows what God is? But God's everything, okay? Now, God is all that is beautiful and good. God is all that is fabulous and wonderful and glorious. And how do we know what is fabulous, wonderful, and glorious? How do we know how things are that are fabulous, wonderful, and glorious? How can we know? Well, we can know that we are divinely created. We are our original purity and integrity throughout our entire life. We live in that reality. And that is our vision. That is our wholeness of who we are. And if we are aware of that, then we won't seek anything else. Now, if I keep my mind and my heart and my soul always on the idea that I am divine, that I am God, that I am wonderful, if I keep my vision in me, on me, of that at all times, then that is the only thing I'm going to know, and that will be my now. Now you see, there we come to that glorious conclusion. That will be my now, and I won't have to try to live in the now, and try to act in the now, and try to be in the now, and try to talk about past to find out who what now is. Because every time I mention past, Every time I mention something which is not now, I'm not mentioning now. And every time I mention now, it's already past. Or every time I mention something I'd like to have happening in the now, it's a to-be, and it doesn't exist. So how do I train myself to live in the now, to be in the now, to express in the now, to be myself and have fun? How do I express myself to be only God? How do I express myself to be only God? We have a statement. And we've used this statement in the University of Healing for years and years and years. And we made this statement, before I speak or act, I think. How would I, as God, respond? Before I speak or act or think, how would I, as God, respond? Very simple statement. Very simple attitude of life. Before I think or speak or act, how would I, as God, respond? And that is a very good question, isn't it? If every day of my life and every instant of my life I live in that attitude that before I speak or act or think, I ask myself, how would I, as God, respond? Then I am causing myself to continually remember God is the allness, and God is the isness, and God is the onlyness. 'Tis only God. Now, do I have to remember items? Do I have to remember actions? Do I have to remember things that I speak and think and do? Do I have to remember anything at all? No. All I have to remember is to be myself and have fun. If I am myself, truly, and having fun, I am being God. If I am myself truly and having fun, then I am being God. Because children love to have fun. Adults love to have fun. Everyone loves to have fun, but the definition that we have sometimes of fun gets us in a little trouble. And that definition of what we have as fun says it's naughty, it's not nice, it hurts from some other people, it takes from some other people, and it's nice for us, but it's not nice for them, or it's nice for them and not nice for us. And when we think in that realm, in that attitude, then we are truly not having the allness of God be us, and we're not being ourselves and having fun, and we're not doing it now. Because we're always thinking of tomorrow. We're always thinking of, I would like to be. We're always thinking of, I wish. We're always thinking of, how can I live in the now? Well, we live in the now just by being ourselves and having fun, just by enjoying life, by looking out of our ideal eyes and seeing our ideal universe and seeing all in divine order and enjoying it and loving it and delighting in it. And as we do this, then we are living in the now. Now, lots of people want to teach it. They want to chastise themselves. They want to do the Buddha game. They want to do the guru game. They want to do the Sheila game. They do want to do a monastery game. They want to do a church game. But in all the church stories where we hear stories about how ministers operate or how churches are functioning, we come up with the idea that there's always the desire for something that isn't ours. And the desire that we'd like to help others and we'd like to benefit the world, well, forget it. Help yourself first. And when you help yourself, you will be helping the world. When you help yourself first, all of the world will be uplifted. If I be uplifted, all of the world will be uplifted unto me. If I live in the highest realm of my own thought, of my own love, of my own peace, of my own joy, when I live in the highest attitude of mind that says all is in divine order. When I live in this attitude of mind, then all is in divine order. Now, the only time there is, God, the only is there is. And that's you, and that's me. And that's the wonder, and that's the power, and that's the joy, and that's the isness that you are and that I am. How would I, as God, respond? It's a simple little statement, but before I speak or act or think, I say, how would I, as God, respond? Every moment of your life, ask yourself, how would I as God respond? And when you come up with the answer to that in your own heart, then you will be God responding to yourself and to life and to all that's good and all that's noble and all that's fantastic. You will be living your life in that ideal frame of mind that all is good, and all is beautiful, and all is fantastic right now, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's who you are, and that's who I am. All that matters. This day, join me in all that matters by saying, before I speak or act or think, I say, how would I as God respond? And before I do anything, I know all is God. I love you. I love you. I love you.